Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with several staff members here at Pella Christian Grade School, and we're talking about their Korean teacher exchange that they do every year. They just wrapped it up again this year. They were here for 3 weeks. We are sitting down with David DeYoung, principal here at Pella Christian Grade School, Stephen Henderson, fifth grade teacher, and Mrs. Carol Ribbons, a second grade teacher here. And Stephen and Carol are both on the Korean Teacher Committee, basically the chairs of that committee. And first and foremost, I'd like to thank the three of you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks, Evan. We appreciate an opportunity to talk about this great opportunity at Pella Christian Grade School. So thanks for your interest.
And just jumping right in, David, this is something that you guys have been doing for many years now. Just can you summarize exactly what it is?
Yeah, we've been doing this for almost a decade, and we have teachers from South Korea come to Pella Christian Grade School, and they stay with host families, and they learn how education works at our school, and they take those ideas back to South Korea and implement those ideas at their schools.
Carol, you've been basically working on the organization element of this. Was there anything different or better about this year over previous years?
In many ways, it's a continuation of a great program, but every year it's a different teachers that comes from Korea, from South Korea. And so there's always a little bit different dynamic and even a different level of how much English they know or understanding they have of what goes on in the United States or even in a small town setting. So, yes, this year was an interesting group, and we had a lot of fun with them.
This group of teachers, how large was it?
This year we had a principal and his wife who will come from the Dream School, and two teachers that come from Samuel School, and an interpreter.
Was the interpreter necessary at most times?
We always use an interpreter because they would like the exact word to come across to us, and they may not be able to find that in English. So even if they do a good job of speaking English, we still use the interpreter for a lot of occasions. But often a couple of them do need the interpreter.
With the Korean program going for almost 10 years now, are there any plans to expand this to other regions as well?
I think the main focus that we've been having right now is that a continuation of a program that works. To expand a program would take a lot of extra planning that for right now it has been in the discussions, but it doesn't seem necessary at the time for tweaking a program that we have running very smoothly.
So part of the program is the teachers come here and they stay with host families. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
It's an interesting situation because we often have more people volunteering to be a host than we have need for. And so some of those families will host them just for an evening, a meal, and activities after that. But the Korean teachers are very interested in our culture, so they're happy to stay in people's homes, and it goes very well. They are a very polite group of people and very fun to get to know. So hosting them is really a joy for the people who do it.
Did the teachers this year or in previous years have anything to say about the Dutch cooking traditions around here?
They're very interested in the Dutch food and also in sharing their Korean food. This year's group more interested in sharing the Korean food and brought more of it with them, which was fun for families to get to share also. So yes, they're very interested in the food and often take pictures of dishes that are on the table. I'd like to say that they come here and they are humbly searching for what they would call wisdom and a lot of information about how to teach Christianly in their schools. And we find that we learn so much from them. So it's a shared blessing.
The teachers from Korea, they come from Christian-based schools. Would you say that the traditions that they practice over there are similar to ours, or are there some differences in how they approach the Christian education methodology?
Because they are very young schools and they've only been in existence for 13 years, they're always looking for new ways and they're always looking for new ideas and ways to approach Christian education. And they say they learn a lot from us, but in turn we also learn a lot from their godly search and insights into children and their needs and their education.
So we focused a lot on the aspect of what the teachers have brought on a cultural level. Is there anything on just like an actual very surface level education aspect that they bring you know, just being from Korea, is there some sort of different approach to, you know, teaching whatever that they take away or that they bring to the table?
We haven't really seen an exchange of, you know, like methodology, so to speak, between, you know, me asking them how they teach, let's say, history as opposed to, you know, how I teach it. You know, what we do see, though, is they're very interested in, like Carol mentioned, since they're such a new Christian school, they're very interested in seeing how a school such as ours, who, you know, to go with our theme this year, is so deeply rooted in the Christian tradition, and we have been for the last almost 100 years, they're very interested to see how do we use that background for so long, how does that mesh with everything that we do in all of our subjects, and they're very interested in seeing how do we incorporate our faith and things in all of our different subjects. And they do quite often like to talk with teachers about how is it, especially since our school is rooted in the Reformed tradition, one of their favorite questions I know was to, how do you incorporate the Reformed tradition into your subject matter? And it's always interesting to hear the responses from different teachers. And I think that's one of the main things that they are looking for here. Another thing, too, that I think, you know, surface level looking for, I think they're just simply interested in Christian American culture to see how that differs from theirs. Because they said that, I know the teachers this year, they talked about how on some of their areas at home, they feel like some of the subjects that they have and some of the teachers they have, it's very surface level yet, and they're still learning these different things. Not to say that we have it right by any means, but since we have a tradition that's so rooted in our background, they're continuing to look for ways that we've made that work. And I think that's one thing, them coming here and searching for that, I think they're a perfect example for us to see, you know, professionally continuing education. You know, I think they're perfect examples of that, coming overseas, dedicated enough to want to better themselves and their faith and their schools to come this far. So it's an interesting dynamic to share between both the Korean teachers and our staff.
Yeah, it sounds like even though the program is pretty small, you know, you're only bringing a couple at once, it seems like the impact that they have on you guys here and the impact that you have on their schools that they're coming from is pretty significant.
Yeah, I would say that, like we've said before, we continue to learn a lot from them. What I think, too, is so beneficial for this program is that it's good for our students to see people from foreign countries who share our faith. It's very neat to see somebody who is a Christian from Korea come here and for our students and for us to see that there are believers just like us who worship in their own styles in Korea, and for them to see that there are brothers and sisters in Christ in America who are praying for them and who are worshiping the same way that they are. So it's neat to see the things that we share with our commonality in Christ, yet maintain our different cultures and how we do that. And so there definitely is a lot of learning that takes place between both groups of people.
Well, I guess that brings us to the close. So I would like to thank you two for coming on. And, of course, I'd like to thank Carol Ribbons for coming on, who's not with us now at the end of the program here. She had to step out. So thank you, David, for joining us on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you, Evan.
And thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.